So here is the next episode that you all waited for, which is the portrait of narcissistic abusers. Well, to depict a portrait, it is actually very hard because there is not a specific type of human being or style of, you know, how they look, how they walk, whatever. It is actually more so in the way they operate that makes them, you know, narcissistic abusers, because I have encountered some of them and they are physically, you know, intellectually, professionally at a different level and at a different, you know, a stage and different, you know, looks. So there's not a specific portrait, but to really understand and to really have a greater idea, like a bigger picture, to know how they operate, the basic portrait of a narcissistic abuser is that they are very, very good, you know, eloquent. They are very good with communication, very good with people. They are very understanding and knowledgeable because they've got a really high IQ. And that's how, you know, they can juggle between being very sociable and very much accepted in their social environment and then abuse others psychologically. How do they do that? So first of all, the narcissistic abuser is very kind. So they're gonna really be helpful to you, they're gonna be kind to you, they're gonna make sure that you have everything you need, you know, around you. They're gonna really pay attention to details, to what you like and what you don't like, especially what you don't like, because that's where they're gonna study it, you know, incorporate it, and then press your buttons every time they can to make you literally go nuts. So that's their specialty. But first of all, as I just mentioned, they are very good socially and they will try their best to love you, to like make you feel happy, to make you feel comfortable, to make you feel looked after. Why? Because narcissistic abusers have this habit to give you everything, literally everything you want. You know, if you are a guest or if you're a friend, you know, they're gonna be so friendly to you, available. They will, you know, give you tips about things that, you know, is not going right in your life. If you are living with them, they're gonna cook for you, they're gonna make sure that you're happy, they might buy you presents. Some narcissistic abusers who are wealthy, for example, they'll probably give you money, they'll probably get you shopping somewhere, they'll probably, you know, give you a roof for free, you know, and just say, oh, I've got a room available, just crash in, you can stay for however long you want, sorry, and just to make you feel comfortable. So their strategy is basically making sure you become dependent on them, that you experience such comfort, such love, so much, you know, that you feel really great around them, that if you were not around them, you might miss them and think, oh, am I missing out on something? Am I missing out on, you know, maybe a night out? Am I missing out on something good? They will try their best to make you feel dependent on them, okay? So that's the first step. So that's how they're gonna lure you into thinking they're the shit. Sorry for the word, but they're gonna want you to think that without them, you are nothing. And that's just step one. Catch up on next episode for step two.